Edition of Stuff World. So all my best friends are here. All three of them. Yeah, I'm supposed to be at school right now at the film program of Capilano University. But like a true dropout, I skipped the first day. So
right on.
Who needs it?
A great start.
I'm off to a really good start,
I think.
Yeah, so today we all just brought in our favorite songs of the moment, and we're going to play them for you. And describe them a little bit before we talk about them. I'll do mine first, so you can see the professionalism that I implement when I speak, and you can replicate it when you go to yours. So for me, guys, personally, it's fall, officially, right?
Mine.
Well, not officially, actually, but, like, pretty much. And when it's fall... Oh, I should do a swearing warning, because I'm supposed to do that if I think guests are going to swear, which I do.
Allie, I've never sworn in my life.
What's a swear word?
Yeah, so don't say ass, you guys. Anyway, so it's fall, so I realized that my two songs that I wanted to play, I'll file them under folk, because I really don't want to say they're both totally country songs.
Johnny Cash?
No, they're kind of folky. Like, I'm not gonna say they're Dixie Chicks, but they're folky. Bit country. The first song I'm gonna play is by the band The Wooden Sky, who are from Toronto, which is funny because I'm from Toronto and I didn't hear about them until I moved here, like, right around the time I moved back, probably in, like, February. They played at Zulu, and they were absolutely phenomenal, and they just had like a really good like they didn't have mics or anything or amps, they just like played it out, and they just had like a really good, you know, like when a band has like a palpable sort of like
sex appeal.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Yeah, forget the rest. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Just definitely. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Presence. I was going to say presence.
Same thing.
I mean, really. And I guess the lead singer, his name is Gavin, and he sort of wrote the whole album.
Gavin.
Guys, this is so embarrassing. What if he's going to listen to this?
Then he knows he has lots of sex appeal.
Oh, I'm blushing. Anyway, so his voice kind of has, like, you know when you have a string instrument and you put a bow across it?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, like, when the fibers and, like, the hairs of the bow, like, catch onto the strings, yes, and it has that, like, really nice quality to it? That's essentially what his voice is like. And, I don't know, I just thought they were really cool. And I spent the whole set being, like, amazed, mixed with trying to figure out how I knew the drummer. And turns out he works at my favorite hangout record store near my house called Cops Records, but I lived in Toronto.
Yeah.
Small world, you guys.
Such a small world.
So I'm playing the first track off that album. It's a sweet track. My dad came and visited me yesterday in my new place, and I was playing it when he walked in, and he like absolutely loved it, and he took it home with him, and he ripped it onto a tape, and he listened to the tape. Oh yeah, you can.
He put it on tape.
He put it on tape.
Cool.
He's really into that. Like you can play it back and forth, like his tape player. So if you play a tape, he has the ability to switch from tape to vinyl on the same song.
Yep.
And it sounds exactly the same. Wow. It's amazing. Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful piece of thing.
Love that.
Anyway, so he burned it onto a tape, not burned it, but you know, and listened to it twice over last night. So
right on.
This one's for you, Dad.
Aww.
T-Hab. So this is the Wooden Sky. Love you lots.
They came all the way from town to see you, and I know how you'd hate to let them down. But I'd been thinking about the times your sins deceived us, and wondering why you ever stuck around. You were born a fair child of the valley, though at times felt you were tethered to the ground. You're not a stone. You're not a stone. Oh, oh, oh. I came to know the names of all my neighbors, made a home in a valley of my own. And I took a night the audience was strangers, though not one could ever calm me down. When I felt alone, when I felt alone. Flesh and bone.
CITR and the Georgia Strait present Southern California Beach Goths, The Growlers, on tour with The Cosmonauts to support their August album release at the Rickshaw Theater on September 7th. With local support from Hallow Moon, Johnny DeCourcy, and the Winnie Cooper DJs. Tickets are available through local shops or online at northerntickets.com.
Vegetable. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so
embarrassed. Hey.
Wow, I love Sprouts and I love that ad. That was
pretty
great.
Pretty cute, hey?
Yeah, and that song was beautiful. I really, really like that a lot.
That was my second choice.
Sprouts
theme
song. No, I meant your song.
Oh.
And that song that you played.
They're wonderful,
yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. They're thoroughly great.
Definitely.
Perfect for the season, I think. Exactly. Next up, my second choice is by Jay Tillman, who was the drummer of Fleet Foxes. Yeah, a big old whistle on that one. He's pretty, yeah. Anyway, sex appeal.
Yeah.
He quit the band to form Father John Misty, which is his little moniker. And his album is absolutely phenomenal as well. And he will be on the show.
Oh, wow.
In, not next week, not the week after, but the week after that. 3 weeks.
End of September.
Yeah. He'll be playing at Venue. And next week, I should mention, I played a song called Lofty Cries by Purity Ring at the beginning of the show, and they'll be on the show next week. They're
sweet.
Cool.
Right on.
Loving the guest lineup.
Yeah, pretty good, right? Like, didn't want to brag, but... and this song is called Every Man Needs a Companion, and it's by Father John Misty off the album Fear Fun. Here we...
Go!
Someone to turn his thoughts to.
someone to console him. Like I need you.
McLean just had the best quote ever, which was, we were looking at the time, wondering if we'll have enough time for everyone. She said, good thing I didn't pick the 6-minute rush song. Oh, I can't wait for your turn.
Oh, yeah. Great. Get ready.
Okay, friends, up next, Blake Harstad. Take it away, Blake.
All right.
Take him away, toys. Simpsons.
Up next, my first choice is one of my favorite Vancouver bands called Weed, and it's a song called... Tie to Everything You Own.
Tie to Everything You Own.
It's a great sludge pop song.
So sludgy.
Pumps pop song, whatever you want to call it.
Sludge pop?
Sludge pop, punk, rock.
Sludge pop, punk, sea punk?
Yeah, whatever works. But
what is sea punk? Can anyone do you know what sea punk is?
I don't know.
I don't know what the hell that is. Yeah, no, everyone talks about it.
Just not along like I do.
I mean, I know exactly what it is, and if you're listening, yeah, you think that I know, yeah.
Oh, sea punk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We go way back.
Familiar, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Got the t-shirt. Okay, anyway. Yeah, Weed are great. We're going to play Ben's, Blake wanted to play Ben's tour, but then I explained to him that he really should, because it seems that we play that song every day or every show, and then he decided not to play it. Which was selfish, I think, because it would be funny.
We need some variety sometimes.
No, we don't. We like to play the same songs.
Okay. Week.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great. They played Victory Square Bach Party.
Nice.
Which none of you came with me.
No, but that's true. I was working.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah. You guys are great. I love you. It's okay.
Valid.
Weed
valid
was great.
Excuse.
Weed was really good, as per usual.
Were they as good as Eek?
they are better than Eek.
Good times.
Yeah, okay, good times. This is called Tied to Everything You Own. Okay, let me just see that it's on 33, not 45. Yeah, we're good to go. We're good to go. Because I've played this record before and it's been, like, really fast. And anyway.
Weed.
Weed at 10:30 in the morning. Wake and bake, all right, guys?
Yep.
Thank you.
Hi.
We're back.
We're back. And that was Weed with Tied Everything You Own, which is a great Vancouver band. And now, to contrast that sludge pop, we're going to play some glistening 1970s pop by a band loved by parents everywhere. Doobie Brothers.
Especially mine.
Yes.
They totally drove to California to see this band with my aunt and uncle. Mm-hmm.
Serious?
They totally spent pot in the field and watched this band. Love I know that. It.
Parents love
they
Michael McDonald.
They should go
to
my dad.
Oh my god, they should all go to the Doobie Brothers.
Dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a dad show today.
Really? Yeah. No.
Sure, okay. Cool. Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Yeah. Awesome.
Anyways,
awesome.
This song is called What a Fool Believes.
What does a fool believe?
This
like?
Fool.
I guess we'll find out.
I should ask McLean, yeah.
You know. Great segue.
Have Childish Gambino coming up next.
We do. Sunrise. I've lined it up already.
Right.
Believe it or not.
You're so organized. Mm. Anyways, yes. I just like it. I didn't come prepared much with a whole spiel, but it's good music. It's good music.
Are you a Community fan? Do you watch them in Community?
I love Community. Yeah. Oh my god. I have.
I find it very hard to believe.
My nana wants to delete all of the episodes from my PBR.
Hell no.
I mean, like.
Ah, hell no.
I'm sure her and Steve, like, complain about it every day about how I have a bunch of stuff on the PBR. Well, I like it, so don't touch it. All exactly. I have to say, Nana.
Nana, if you're listening.
She probably is. Oh. Hey, Nana.
We love you.
Hey, the rest of my family. Thanks for listening. Love you guys. No, but for reals.
Yeah, it's a good show.
It is.
No, it's good. It used to be really good.
Well, okay. I still like
I still can't believe that he's also Childish Gambino. I know. If you read his Twitter, it's like very similar to Tyler, the Creator's, in that he's very crude.
Oh.
Well, I mean, not really? For my taste, but like... Right. To other people's more sensitive taste.
They're sensitive ears.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what's the song called, Madison?
It is called Sunrise, Childish Gambino. And I won't rap it. We were considering having my mic on so that I could rap it for you guys. But I'm thinking maybe that's not great.
Maybe I'll just spring it on you.
Oh my god.
We'll see.
Freestyle. Please no.
It's me again, I'm still around, I guess I win. You hear me in your sister's room like all the time. Gambino girl forever on that bracelet that she bought online to do too good and take it. Might I say hasta luego, cause I'm taking all your city like I'm Carmen Sandiego. I am smoking, I'm on fire, I am blazing, don't get hurt. To my wife, this is a concert, to my black nurse, this is church. From the NYU dorm to the Emory, everyone hated me, I'm more hip-hop than you'll ever be. I'm bussin', I'm bussin' on these niggas, man. And nothing is the same again. You lookin' dumb as hell, man, forever sleepin' on them. Your girl is not around, she busy sleepin' on them. Will he fail? Now that's the wrong conversation. Terry Gross on the mic, I'm the talk of the nation. Ha. What do, bitch? Why these other rappers do shit, stupid? Why they be sleeping on me on all that new shit? Why they be sleeping on me on all that new shit? Hey. Why did you, bitch? Why these other rappers do shit, stupid? Why they be sleeping on me on all that new shit? Why they be sleeping on me on all that new shit? Hey. New shit, you didn't know? Black rock like a fucking lost episode. Something for these black kids to call they own. So when you skating in your driveway, you not alone. She stayed down like that new coke that I bought her in. The fly Rihanna girls be drinking my coconut water. And I'm looking at her butt, that's that 2020 hindsight. My shit be Jackson, Jordan, Bolton, Keaton, Tyson, 5 mics. Donald Glover, no relation. Always working, no vacation. They couldn't feel me. No vacation, murder versus the only motive was motivation. Money equals freedom, I've wanted this since a 3-year-old. I've seen it all like I'm John Mayer's penis hole. Being me, that's something that's so unusual. I've seen the future and the future go. Hey. What do, bitch? Why these other rappers do shit, stupid? Why they be sleeping on me on all that new shit? Why they be sleeping on me on all that new shit? Hey.
Things got pretty
freaky
in here.
They did. Not gonna lie.
They got decently freaky for Tuesday morning.
We busted it out, just FYI.
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay.
Anyways.
Next now on to a seamless transition from Childish Gambino to
Mother. Touch Up is what we're going to be listening to. These guys played last year the block party. It was awesome.
Might I just mention that you are not only the first full studio of UBC students, you are the first UBC students.
Are you serious?
On Sup World. There, no one who has attended UBC has been on this
what
show.
What a huge honor.
I don't know if that's is that an honor?
It's an honor.
That's what I meant. I just wanted to congratulate you guys. So.
Aww, well, the next UBC students have pretty large shoes to fill.
If there are any. Okay, Mother.
Mother, touch up.
Block party.
Awesome block party. Me and McLean danced our asses off.
Oh, did we ever.
We also were in a mosh pit. It was sketchy, but we
lived. Someone's calling, so I'm going to turn the song on and then pick the phone up.
Turn it on, Allie.
Here we go.
Turn it on.
Washed off. I need a touch up mascara all up in my eyes. Chemical hair dyes and highlights higher than my lights, higher than highlights. My makeup, it has washed off. I need a touch up. I need a touch up. I need a touch up. I need a
makeover. Makeover.
Queen, swanada, queen, ugly duckling, you're all drowning in makeup.
In makeup.
My makeup.
My makeup
has washed off.
Study and Go Abroad Fair.
Canada's largest international university and student travel fair is back in town. Another great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world to start planning your trip abroad. Exhibitors will be showcasing programs in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, and so much more. Mark Saturday, September 22nd on your calendar and come down to the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors open at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch our guest speaker. Check www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register online.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's on ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Hi.
All right.
It's McLean's turn now. Oh, you just heard
Sorry
Touch Up by Mother Mother. And then before that was Sunrise by Childish Gambino. Over to the lovely McLean.
I so badly wanted to have a theme for my song choices. Nothing really came of it. But I'm just saying that they're my fall.
Autumn playlist.
Yeah,
dude, that
autumn,
was mine.
Autumn playlist. Woo. This first one here is by Against Me. It's called Wagon Wheel. And I first heard it a couple months ago in Alberta. LOL. But it's really, like, I really enjoy this song a lot. Just makes me happy.
Against Me, I always thought was, like...
Rage Against the Machine.
Or yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, yeah, no, we thought they were Rage Against the Machine.
Or Rise Against the
Machine.
Yeah, that's why. Like,
that's
hardcore, why. Like...
Yeah. But they're a mix between the two, right? That's
yeah,
how they sound?
They're, like, country mixed with Metallica, right?
Yeah, this is kind of a has some country-ish things in it, I guess.
Neat.
I enjoy it.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's do that.
Can we eat it or can we listen to it at a dinner party?
Yeah.
Making fall
suit. It might be a bit mellow. It might be a bit too mellow for a dinner party.
Like end of the evening, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's all I need to know.
Like when you're feeling hazy from the red wine.
Which is not towards the end of the evening. It's mid-evening.
Oh.
One glass.
Glass.
Done.
And I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Right. Heading down south, the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way in the North Carolina, staring up the road. Pray to God I see headlights. Well, I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh so I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. My baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep forgetting me. Now I lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and leave. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama.
but he's heading west from the Cumberland Gap, Johnson City, Tennessee. Oh, I gotta get a move on, fit for the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free.
Beautiful.
Glad you liked it.
That was a good choice, my friend.
Thanks.
It's
really good.
I thought I didn't know it, and then I did.
You would.
Oh, Blake is going to make so much commotion when he comes in.
Oh, no, he's not.
Good, good
like a mouse.
Job, Blake. Like a mouse. All right, next up on McLean's Fall playlist.
Is Patrick Watson, Luscious Life. I couldn't really decide what song to choose because every song is amazing of Patrick Watson. Allie and I are going to his concert November 15th. So excited.
What?
Yeah, Patrick Watson is, he just makes me so happy. I love him
with
all my heart.
He's such a beautiful human being.
He's from Montreal. He's flippin' fabulous.
They're going to say he's French. I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely is.
Fun fact. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, he just brings me to tears.
Aww. I really tried to put together that Patrick Watson song for you.
I know you did.
I learned it on the piano and everything.
And it's beautiful.
But you don't know that. I've never even presented it to you.
I've heard bits of it, and it's amazing.
The sentiment was, okay.
That's really impressive.
Huh. It's not why I did it. I did it for you, because I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. I wish we had like a sound effect board that I could then like put in
like a dumb toilet flush
or like a gong. Crickets. Ooh, I want to get one of those.
Dude, birthday present.
You can also send us mail and put it in our box and see at your offices if you want. Oh, I haven't checked that in so long. Maybe we have mail. We never ever have mail. We definitely don't.
No one listens to our mail.
Yeah.
Kidding.
We almost went a whole show without someone saying no one listens to our show.
I'm sorry.
You're such a dick.
I disagree. I think everyone. I always listen.
Okay,
and
guys,
your
whatever. You're making
listens.
Up to it for it too much. Language. Okay. So what's this one called, Ian McLean?
Luscious Life by Patrick Watson.
It's almost like Lust for Life.
Yeah, and just listen to Patrick Watson anything, and it's amazing.
Have you heard that song by him called The Great Escape?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That was a joke, because that's okay. Anyway, here we go. Do you want me to leave your mic on so you can sing along?
No thanks. No one wants that.
I do.
Sweet old luscious life. Celebrate your dreams when you are away. Doesn't it taste so sweet? Like it's growing on us, growing on the trees. Ooh, oh, growing on the trees. Ooh,
safe, guys.
Woo.
Those were our choices.
Those were our choices.
Hope they got your toes a tapping.
Probably did. Got my toes.
My toes were tapping. Big time.
sorry. yeah, you can see the playlist, listen to the podcast, look at cool photos
over again
on our website, sapworldradio.com.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Anyways, yeah.
We're going to end on... Oh, there's total... Oh, no, it wasn't playing. Sweet. Oh.
I think my mic was off that whole time.
Okay.
Whatever. Oh, I mean, cool. You kind of probably heard it, like, radiantly. Oh. Whatever. Not the whole time. Just that time.
Yeah, of course. No.
Okay, I'm not that incompetent. anyways, so... That's sort of it. And we're going to end the show with what we collectively decided... Well, me and Blake decided.
Yeah,
really. Oh, you're welcome, guys. Yeah. Anytime. Well, not anytime, but
not when there's actual guests.
Not
just when you need.
Just when it's an emergency and I decide to actually do the show the night before.
Well,
no, you guys were a great help.
BFFLs.
Yeah. so this is probably my favorite song
ever.
No, literally of all time. Like, there's this thing now where you can put your ashes on vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? When you die, you get your ashes pressed into vinyl. What? So I've decided that I want my side A to be Ceremony and my side B to be Burning Down the House Live, nice. Which is what we're going to listen to right now from the album Stop Making Sense.
Live That's album. Amazing.
Live album.
Right on.
Here we go.
Thanks for listening.
Happy Tuesday. You all. See you next Tuesday with Purity Ring.
Woo!
That was really loud. I heard it from the headphones. Okay, bye. Love you.